You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, yes, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is hour number two. And I led off just for a tad there right before we went to the break. I said, listen, if you are concerned at all about what is sometimes referred to as the weaponization of government, if you're concerned about the raid on Mar-a-Lago and how that went down, or the lack of transparency therein, or if you're concerned about 87,000 new IRS agents, or if you're concerned about whether or not you're going to wind up having to endure audits and OSHA regulations and EPA regulations and other things that they can just bring to bear because government can get big and heavy, then yeah, you might want to hear this interview we're about to do. My friend Becky Gerritsen, you may recall, Becky has testified before Congress before about the weaponization of the IRS. And now she's the head of the Eagle Forum. And apparently she's a magnet for government because they're dealing with it right now with an unsubstantiated subpoena for everything in the world that the Eagle Forum did to help get the passage of the Vulnerable Child Compassion Protection Act, which is basically the bill that stops these horrible transgender therapies on minors. Well, without further ado, let me quit telling the story myself and bring on my friend Becky Gerritsen. Becky, how are you doing?
I am doing fine. How are you?
I'm
good.
That was
a good introduction, by the way.
Well, thank you. But man, my friend, I mean, you've already testified before Congress once about the weaponization of government. And here you guys are filing a motion to quash in court because, Lord, you're right smack in the center of it again.
Well, I tell you, the government, it seems like decade or so, they do not want grassroots organizations to do their jobs and to rally the people and to pass good legislation and, you know, protect vulnerable minors in this situation.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy what's going on. But can I give a little bit of a background?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. So we helped to write this bill for the Vulnerable Child Compassion and Protection Act. Like you said, it stops the puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and sex reassignment surgeries. And it took us 3 years to get it passed. And there were a lot of grassroots organizations that were involved in advocating for this. And there were 7 public hearings that took place during the last 3 years. Extensive debate in the House and Senate. It passed the Senate 3 times, 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
And then this year it passed the House and the Senate with large majorities, over 80% in both houses, and the governor signed it into law. Well, some parents got together and they sued the state shortly after it was signed into law, and then the Department of Justice decided they wanted to jump in and sue the state as well. So they added, you know, their names to that lawsuit. And then all of a sudden in August, we get a subpoena with just an amazing amount. And you may have the link to the subpoena there, but I can go through some of the things that they're asking for, because we basically wrote the bill and it doesn't matter. You know, they're fighting it out in the courts right now to whether it's constitutional or not, but this subpoena represents, it's not about this law. It is about stopping free speech,
yeah,
free thought, free debate in this country.
Well,
it could have been a bill on anything.
And Becky,
that they are wanting. Yeah.
Hey, Becky, let me jump in and say too, they have, I mean, you're a 501c4, which is an organization allowed by law to advocate and to do the things that you're describing. But they're jumping in there as if you've done something wrong, and they're wanting you to go back 5.5 years on all this information. They want every email, mm-hmm. everything. 5.5 years worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And we're a non-party. I mean, we're not even in this lawsuit
right
at all, it just blows my mind. But they want all of our communications to every representative that we would have talked to during this time frame about VCAP. They want to see meeting minutes. They want to see all the research. You know, what studies did we look at? What, all the different resources that we used to write the bill and then to present presentations and speeches I mean, you know, thousands of articles and studies, and there's just no way that we can go back and find everything that we used to make this bill come about.
No, it's absolutely unduly burdensome, we often say in the law, but they would have to have some form of substantial justification to ask a non-party to produce that much stuff. So what is it? I mean, their claim is what? That you have violated, that the law somehow violates the rights or the liberties of the parents and the child who want these treatments in Alabama. And they believe that what? That y'all conspired with somebody illicitly? That you did something that was wrong? Or they just want to see what you talked about?
They didn't specify why they wanted it, but they wanted it. Oh, the other thing, so this implicates Alabama Policy Institute as well, that every third party organization or a non-government organization or other lobbyists that we may have talked to throughout this process about this bill, they want their names also. So, you know, there is definitely some threatening going on, but what does it matter? What conversations that we had before this ever became law, it has no bearing on the case whatsoever. Yeah. It appears to be just outright targeting and harassment. And what's really scary about this is that if this subpoena is enforced, it will have an unprecedented chilling effect.
Yes, it will.
On our historically protected constitutional rights and our ability to legislate, you know, to advocate for the legislation that we want, not only in Alabama, but this can affect every organization like ours. I believe it could affect regular citizens write bills sometimes. You know, they have an idea that they want and they write it up and take it to their legislator. And so now are they not going to be allowed to be in the process either? These are our constitutional rights to be able to do this.
Well, they are. And at the same time, the idea that y'all may have done something wrong here, I mean, you are extremely public. You've been on my show. You and I have had multiple conversations on my show about this very thing. And my show, we advocated for it because it's just good law to mm-hmm. stop the abuse of children by activist parents and activist doctors. But all that to say, mm-hmm. you've filed a legal brief. You've got something that's now been filed. You got a motion to quash. I'm sorry, a legal brief. You filed a motion to quash. Mm-hmm. What is the status of that right now?
Well, it just got filed. Let's see. It's probably been about 4 hours ago or so, 5 hours, 4 hours ago. And we'll see. You're the attorney, so you probably know much better than I do how this is going to play out. But I think a judge will take a look at this and then decide if what they're asking for is actually a good thing and they want to go forward with it, or if the judge says, no, I don't think you guys are entitled to this information.
So your motion to quash was actually filed just this morning, am I correct?
Yes, right before noon.
And I suspect it's going to be in front of Judge Burke still, Judge Lyles Burke, is that right?
My understanding is that it's the same judge who is over the case right now that's in court, the transgender bill that is being filed.
Okay.
And there will be oral arguments on that bill in November.
Well, I suspect that what's going to wind up happening is the judge is going to wind up giving the DOJ a period of time. I suspect you guys filed a brief along with your motion to quash or some grounds there for, but they're going to be allowed an opportunity to respond, and the judge may well set oral arguments on your motion to quash. So we'll see what happens, but this is huge. And Becky, I'll be honest with you. I believe this has an opportunity, like you said, to have a chilling effect nationwide. It's not just what's happening in this little old case in this little old law in little old Alabama. This is whether or not the Department of Justice is allowed to step into people's lives and say, tell us what you think. That's what it sounds like.
Right. Yes. And I want people to understand that Eagle Forum of Alabama has been advocating for good family policy for over 45 years, been down at the legislature, been at the school board meetings, you know, had been really involved in these policymaking issues, and never before have we ever had anything like this happen.
Well, and API, the Policy Institute, where I spend a lot of my time, that has been around for over 30 years, and I don't recall ever seeing something like this happen. It's amazing to me. But listen, you speak to it from the bigger picture. I mean, do you sense this as being what I would call the weaponization of government? I mean, are we headed down a path now where for the next 2 years of the Biden administration, we're going to see this kind of thing over and over again?
Well, I think yes. I mean, just the fact that they were bold enough to send this tells me that it's weaponizing of government, and you know, they feel that they can do this. I thought the censorship through big tech was a big deal, canceling people, but now it seems that our government has moved those guys out of the way, and they're just coming right for us. They're not even, you know, hiding it through some other organization or some other company. They're just coming right directly to us, saying, making you feel like you did something wrong. And we certainly didn't do anything wrong. And it's just going to be amazing if we do have to give them all this information. Because, you know, if we skip one piece of something, some study that maybe we read and we didn't mark it down on the paper, and they come back and say, oh, well, I see that, I can tell from your computer that you read this. You know, are we going to be in trouble for perjury? Or, you know...
Yeah, well, you can only produce what you can produce.
I hate to think of where this is going to go.
I do too.
I hate to see where this is going to go.
Do you know, by the way, do you know of any, what I would call the liberal groups, the ones who were opposed to the bill, have they been subpoenaed? Has anybody else like that been subpoenaed from the opposite side of the spectrum?
Not that I know of, but I don't really hang out with them. So, no, I think they're all in it together. They probably said, you know, who knows what they said. I don't want to put words in people's mouths, but... this is just really crazy, and I will definitely keep you posted. And if people are interested and want to see the press release that went out and want to see our filings today, just go to alabamaeagle.org, or you can even Google Eagle Forum of Alabama. It will take you to our website, and right there on the homepage are all the links. The general counsel, Margaret Clark, she did a declaration. I wrote my declaration. Our motion to quash is on there, the actual subpoena, so you could see everything that they were asking for. It's all there for everyone to see, and I hope that we would love your support. So if you want to donate, go to our website and throw us a donation. You know, this could be a battle. I know when we fought the IRS, you know, that took several years. I don't think this is going to take years, but you know, we are a small organization, and we need all the help we can get. So,
well,
we
fair enough.
Appreciate everybody's support.
And you're right, and y'all do good work, and I certainly appreciate the work that y'all did on this particular bill, and wish you the best. And oh, by the way, I will say, I don't know of anybody else who's more of a magnet for government intervention than you, Becky Gerritsen, just so you know.
I've got a target on my back or something. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, we're glad that we can fight it. We've got an amazing team at Eagle Forum of Alabama, and I think that we're going to get through this just fine. But
I agree,
it is very alarming, and people do need to be paying attention.
Yeah, it's no laughing matter. I mean, we may chuckle about the weaponization of government, you know, on you, but then again, at the same time, this is big doings. Well, Becky, thanks so much for your time today. Thanks for, by the way, fighting this issue, and keep us posted, and we'll have you back on if things develop, all right?
You bet. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, man. I ran a little long just to make sure I could finish that time up with Becky. We'll take this short break and come right back. I'm on the weaponization of government. I got more. That's not the only thing I've got in my hands, but it's amazing to me that one of the classic examples that we're seeing is happening right here in Alabama. Keep your head on a swivel. Keep your powder dry. Stay alert. We'll be right back.